What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to making Melody's kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Go on over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby.
And check me out on Just a Touch of J Radio.
Y'all hear that? What's up, y'all? What y'all out there doing, man? Oh, my God. This is Just a Touch of J, and I got something else to say. Yeah. Mama got to drop a dime on you. Mama fine on you, about to drop a dime on you. Mama fine on you, about to drop a dime on you. And guess what it's all about? It's about my broken ex-lesbian pride, honey, and his gay thing. Yeah, so make sure y'all stay tuned. Oh, my gosh. My man, Trey Songz, is helping me put this one out there in pieces for you, okay? So listen, all right? Because the episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh?
What y'all out there doing?
Huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shouting on them because they hate a baby? Just living your best life. Do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all out there being so dumb and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all out there being so dumb and so wise, baby? Come on, man. First of all, because God made you that way. Yes. Shout out to you, God. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes.
This is just a touch of
J. What is the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so dumb and so wise, baby. Oh, man. Cause y'all are out there listening to me, and this is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J.
Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, so long.
Mama gotta drop a dime on you, fine on you. Mama gotta drop a dime on you, fine on you.
I got something else to say.
Drop a dime on y'all, but before I do,
J.
The third thing that I say too, man, y'all know what it is. I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all?
This is just a touch of J.
One, two, three. Hi, haters, cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, right?
Everything else is God.
You're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, and you like, wait a minute, hold on, with this lady J. You know, talking about she putting out there pieces for all that stuff. Who is she? Why she giving a shout out to her haters? Listen, hate is acknowledgement backwards, baby. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. And this is just a touch of J.
Everything else is God.
And I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you, baby. Now, look. See, what happens is, when you shine bright, pray like a diamond. Just doing what it is that you do, baby. Out in this world, you know, just floating around, you know, like I do. You know, mixing and relaxing and just doing what it is that you do, baby. You know, God be like,
Jay.
Oh, let me see. Especially if you're doing it for him, it's the only way you could do it. But when you out there, you doing it for him, God be like this. You know what? I gotta let you shine on him. You know, he be like, drop a dime on him, be fine on him. You know, he put you out there in pieces for him. And what happens is a lot of these people he putting you out there in pieces for, they in the darkness, man. Just imagine being at home in your room. I always use this analogy, but imagine being at home in your room. You sleep. You had a hard day. You in there. I'm talking about sleep like that, right? Somebody come in, hit the light switch. Boom.
That was just a
they wake up God. All startled. I mean, what? Listen, that's how God be putting you out there for them. When they in the darkness, yo, the light disturb the darkness. And this is just such a day. That's what he be doing with me. And you know, they start coming on over like, get my girlfriend shining on them. You know, really, because they hate it, baby. You know, they trying to see what's going on. You know, the light starts lowing them in, right? And then they come on over somehow. Okay, because some light is shining real bright and it hits them because God wants it to hit them. It's just such a day, baby. Okay, and they start coming on. What's going on? What's going on? They don't even know what's going on. And they wind up getting blessed by the message, whatever message God's using. Okay, like with me, some people like my voice.
You like it when I do it like that, baby.
Some people like the way I look. Some people like my cooking, making love in these kitchens. You know, some people like my fitness, my clothing, you know, all that type of stuff. My podcast, my mobile app, I don't know, whatever he uses. Yeah, my wisdom, my knowledge, you know, he be speaking through me. So they come on over and they want to get blessed by the message. So you never hate on them. All you say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. You do. You need it. So how you doing? All right. Now look, have y'all been going over to my name is ONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna drop a dime on you. I'll be putting out there pieces for you, baby. Just a little bit at a time. I can't give you too much. Just a touch of Jay. Okay. Now skate it all over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. Talk about making love in this kitchen. Have I been making love in this kitchen? Y'all listen. Oh my God, I've been making love in this kitchen. Like, I got bit and earthed it. Like, y'all, I was all little. Like, I gotta eat, I can't eat. Yo, for all them years, mama thick. But thick, and I've been working out. You know, doing squats. Y'all see my legs? I know y'all see my legs. My legs looking so good. I'm just doing this thing. I can't even tell y'all what I'm doing, but I'm just doing this thing. Okay? And around my birthday, you know, I'm putting pieces out there for you. Just pay attention. Okay? Just pay attention to the pieces. So, look. Yeah, I've been cooking. I've been making these recipes, dropping recipes from God. If you're paying attention, you know it's going to start to slow down a little bit because things are getting close. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I just put a little out there, here, and there. New stuff. Like, oh. I've been making love in V's kitchen, okay? And I gotta tell you this. In order to be making love in V's kitchen like that, I must be working out, okay? Because I can't, I can't be big. No. I gotta keep this thing right. So, have y'all been checking out my clothing? Jay's Fit? Yeah, I'm be modeling that for y'all there too. Oh, y'all have no idea. Jay's Fit, yeah, it's my fit. You know, Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Thank you for showing love with that. I got the fitness line, and then I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yeah. When you clothe in his salvation and clothe in her salvation, oh my gosh, that's so dope. Like, you don't even know. You don't even know. That's going to be out there in pieces for you. Yeah, that's going to be out there. But I've been giving y'all, you know, ladies, y'all hear that? I've been giving y'all that business. You know, showing y'all little pieces. 100 different pieces. 10 outfits. 10 different ways. And this just touched you, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there. Pieces for you. Hold on. Let me sip on some of this water. Hold on. Yeah, it tastes so good. Y'all know I be moving around when I be recording my podcast sometimes. You know, I just be walking around and say like, yeah, what? Just a touch of day.
Everything else is God.
You know, because God be giving me this thing to tell you. So I got to just, you know, just go with the flow. But look, let's talk about what y'all been doing. What have y'all been out there doing? Y'all out there just showing love. Y'all been showing love on the Just a Touch of Jay app. Yeah, and the podcast, yo. I don't know what y'all out there doing. Like, I don't. Remember that time I ain't record, right? Look, peep game. Remember the time I ain't record for like 6 months? And like, y'all made my freaking podcast go up like 60,000. Like, it was crazy. Because y'all just kept listening to me. And I'm like, what in the hell? God was like, I'm controlling this thing. Yeah, God was controlling that thing. And then it went to a whole year. And God told me, you know, you was on your whole sabbatical. He had me resting up. Because he dropped some dimes on y'all. So y'all listening. So I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for all y'all support. All the stuff that I got coming. Like y'all can get the, oh, y'all going to get the pens. Oh, I be trying to put stuff out there in pieces. God be like, hush. I got to talk about that too. That's part of the podcast. But anyway, look, I'm doing good. I'm working out. I'm doing everything I need to do. And I'm feeling good about it. So look, I got to drop a dime on you. I got to put something out there in pieces for you. I'm so sorry. It's a couple things. Okay, so we're going to try to get to some of them. But this one thing, it was just doing something to me. And I'm like, okay, somebody need this. God started telling me, I said, you know what, somebody needs this. Like, I put this out there in pieces.
That was just a touch.
So look, I'm on Facebook, you know, scrolling, right? Just scrolling, doing this. I do. I'm on Facebook. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. They be showing me so much love. My family, like on my private page, like you know, not my family, just my familiar. Like, you know, my familiar. Like, you know, the ones that's like familiar to me. Yeah, that part of that type of family. You know, y'all been showing love and stuff.
Shout out to you,
Facebook. I love y'all. Y'all so thorough and wise. You know, I'm so happy for y'all. Y'all got so much going on. It's so positive. Back in Jersey and Philly and Delaware, up north, up top. What's up?
This is just a touch of
Jay. Yeah, I see y'all putting it out there in pieces for them and stuff. And I'm so proud of y'all. So keep doing it. Now, look. I'm on there. I'm scrolling. And I see this post of this guy. And he goes, these pictures are 4 months apart. Jesus TV, Jesus Saves TV put it out. And he's like, these pictures are 4 months apart. Let me go to the post, hold on, because I had screenshot it. I'm going to use it as promotion. I might. But here it goes. This was his story. This is what he said. Hold on. Where is it? Not in a screenshot. You know, don't be a lie. Don't be one you say nothing. Okay, here we go. These pictures were taken 4 months apart. The first picture is me living proudly in my sin. Now look, y'all, he's dressed as a woman. Okay? He said, living proudly in my sin. He said, yet I had been on my face praying, crying, and begging God for a change for months. I was out of work, praying for a job. He said, what I didn't know was at that very time, God was molding me. He said, look, seeking him daily, meditating in his word and praying like my life depended on it. He said, truth is, my life did depend on it. He said, the second picture is just a week after having a supernatural encounter with God, after hearing God's voice instruct me to get rid of all of my clothing that I own. Female clothes, he put in parentheses, right? He said, and I began to be obedient to his voice. This was God's plan and purpose for my life from the beginning. He said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He had already stole my identity and tried to kill and destroy me. And then he hashtagged it, but God. God gave me life more abundantly. Woo, exceedingly and abundantly. Oh my gosh. I truly thank you, Jesus, for saving a sinner like me, walking in my purpose, the King's Kid. That's what he said. And so he got one on one side of him looking like a woman. And then the other side, I'm going to put it out there in peace for y'all, is him dressed as a boy. So I started thinking. And y'all know what I started thinking. So I shared the post on my page. So my people, Sean Farmer, he is me. He like, he commented and he goes, they ain't ready to talk about this. And I said, Yeah, I said, that's why I shared on my last podcast. Y'all know I always share my testimony about me, you know, being in a three-way relationship, you know, and just, you know, how I used to be going to church. I really wasn't living for Christ like how I live now. I just, well, you know, go to church, praise dance, you know, yes, Jesus, and then go home and then kiss my girlfriend. My boyfriend was just living in sin. You know, I didn't have no problem with it. You know, none of that. I was in lesbian kind of like relationships, but I knew it was wrong. You know, so I'm telling him back and forth, and then God laid on my heart. He said, it's time for you to talk about this. Somebody else out there going through. And I've been seeing, listen, God been putting certain people in my stories that's like that. How I used to be. This is just touching it, baby. Look, okay, everything else is God, I swear. I'm like, dang, that person ain't been in none of my stuff for like months. And I'm like, oh, Lord, God, like I'm pulling on them. I need them to hear this. I'm trying to talk to them and they not listening to me. I'm like, oh my God. And y'all out there not listening to God talk to y'all. So anyway, look, so I start thinking, you know what happens when I start thinking? I said, I can't have my babies out here lost. I gotta go in here. I gotta give them my testimony. I gotta get down with this. I gotta let them know I was really in this thing. Yeah, now look, my story is right. When I was young, I used to kind of like just wonder like, what's up with chicks? And I don't know why I used to think like that. Well, I used to, my grandpa, I don't want to say which one. You know, I'll put him out there in pieces like that. But one of my pops, I would just say that. You know, he used to have this little sex book in his drawer in his room. And I would go in there, I would look at the sex book and stuff. Everybody knew it was in there. He had his gun in there and he had that in there. You know, we go in there, look, we all young, bypass the gun. We didn't even care about playing with the gun. It wasn't nothing like that. It was just like, yo, what's up? Did you see Grandpa's sex book, right? So we go in there, you know, and I look at the sex book, whatever. And for some reason, I used to get turned on by women. And I'm like, so later on in life, you know, I started watching porn and I started getting addicted to like pornography. You know, porn, if you ever looked at porn is something else, baby. This is just a touch of J. Okay, like porn had you looking at one porn and then had you looking at another porn. And then you looking at this and you don't even know that you was looking at this stuff, that you was liking it. Baby, look, this is just a touch of J. Stop acting like y'all don't watch porn. You never watch porn. Pornography. Okay, pornographic images or something like that, and then go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing before you know it, you all wrapped up in some stuff that you really don't really need to be in. You looking at all type of stuff, guys with girls and women with women and all the type, you know, and guys and just all type, we're doing all type of just all type of stuff, you know, and then you start getting sexually aroused and you start having these visions and these images. From these thoughts, from these visions that you saw, okay? This is just a touch of Jay, okay, baby? Try to put this out there in pieces for you. You start having these feelings. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then you start having these feelings, you like, I wonder. So anyway, one time, like, I had met this girl at the thing. It's kind of like, not one of my first experiences. Well, I guess I got to tell you, God said, we got to put it out there right in pieces. So anyway, my first thing was, okay, I used to have this girlfriend. She was just my friend, right? Never looked at her like that, no nothing. But she was in that, like, little lesbian group. I had another friend who had introduced me. She was a lesbian on the side with dudes and girls. And, I don't want to put her name. Job be good, y'all. Pray for me, okay? And as she was doing this, I started being with her and her group of friends. That's why you gotta watch the company that you keep. So as I'm with her group of friends, I wind up getting introduced to some of these girls that she was dating, and then we were all like chill all the time. Okay, so I was already thinking from, you know, the sex books and watching porn, you know, growing up and stuff. What's this? You know, so as I'm over there chilling with them. You know, I'm starting to be like, oh, okay, this is what they be doing. You know, it starts intriguing me. So anyway, look. So, all right, I'm going to tell you all about two times. Try to, like, just wrap it up in pieces. Put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, whatever way God give it to me. I'm trying to just, you know. So bear with me if I'm here and I'm there. Just pay attention to the story, all right? So look. Okay, so I had a friend that I kind of met in their little circle. Okay, she used to mess with somebody and she stopped messing with her, but me and her became friends in this time frame. So she's like, you know, let's go out, Jay, let's go out and chill. And I remember, I'll never forget, I lived out in Lindawall, New Jersey. So I went out with her and chilled. We went out. You know, when you out your 20s, you getting drunk. We drunk nothing. We come back like, oh, stumbling to the door. Like, oh my God. I'm like, dang, I left the keys. I had locked the keys in the house or something. Right? Craziness, right? So we try to climb the balcony because, you know, I had my little apartment or whatever. You know, and I try to climb the balcony. We can't get in there that way. So I had to go over to my mom's house, go get the keys. She had the spare keys. Shout out to you, mom, if you listening. Okay. So, went and got the spare keys, came back to the crib. When I came back to the crib, yo, she took advantage of me. Yes, and like sexually, like went down on me and has, and you know, did that thing that they do. Okay. And when I had came to, it was in the morning, and I had my underwear in my hands and all this, and I felt like violated, but at the same time, I had an orgasm from it. I liked it. And I was like this, oh my gosh, this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to tell you all this now, but I was just like, hold on. Like my pride kicked in, like she just tried to take advantage of me. Yeah, I'm keeping it 100. So look, what I did was I was like, man, forget that. Because, you know, back then I was just, they used to call me Ronnie. You know, they still do. But they called me this, like that lesbian type of group era. They called me Jay. That's where Jay came from. Well, not Just a Touch of Jay as in Jesus and me, but the nickname Jay, because they would call me Jay. Okay, so look, anyway, okay, so I go to the bathroom, I come out of the bathroom, I'm like, she ain't gonna get this one off on me.
Right.
I perform oral sex on her, but I never knew how to do anything, but I just was mimicking the stuff that I saw on these videos and stuff, this pornography, because I told you I'm addicted to pornography. So I'm over there and I'm doing what it is that I do, you know, and then she like, oh my gosh, I know it's not your first time. So I lied about it, like, no, it ain't. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. I wasn't gonna go out like no punk back then.
No,
I had to, you know, act like I was the thing, right? Like, man, this is what I do, you know?
Pride.
Yeah, because like I said, she took advantage of me. So I'm like, I had to be the bigger one. You know, I don't know where my mind was at. I was lost in my identity. Okay? So I go ahead and I do all that, right? So then I was just like, wow, that's all I got to do. So look, now I'm in my whole back and mode thing. Like, I wonder. So I'm with one of the lesbian friends that I met through the other friend. I told y'all, you got to watch the company that you keep. So I'm with her and I'm just like, yo, what's up? Shout out to you, Toya, my bestie. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man. Everybody knows the story. Don't need to lie. And I hit up, we go into this store, this bakery. And somebody's in there working at the time. And I wind up, Toya, like, you ain't about that lesbian. Like, you know, Toya out there, you know, she trying to play me. And look, I told y'all that, you know, it's like when you witness this whole group thing, you got to like stand firm for yourself or something. I don't know what it is about it. It just ain't right. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead. Let me try to kick it with her. So I get her phone number and all that. I ain't know nothing about none of that. You know, and that was kind of like the first kind of like lesbian relationship that I had, where I had like a boyfriend and I had her on the side. Or she was the, you know, the girlfriend, and he was kind of was on the side. I don't know, baby. This is just a touch. I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you. But that's what I was doing. So I was living in that whole little sin thing. Yeah, so when I saw his thing and I started to thinking, I'm like, dang on. Yo, that's real. God can really deliver you from anything. And God was like, they don't believe it though. They don't believe it. Y'all ain't out there believing that God can deliver you from anything. Listen, I used to have a desire. All type of things I used to be doing. Okay, and you better go back and listen to the Just a Touch of Jay podcast, because I was telling y'all how I ain't know about no regular sex. Hang me from the ceiling. Okay? Like, really. Like, for real. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100 for you. Okay? Alright, that's all. I'm just trying to just put it out there in pieces and be honest. Because some of y'all out there, y'all living in sin, and the spirit of fear is keeping you from being honest about what you're struggling with. You're struggling with this thing. God said you're struggling with this thing. It's like you in here and you out. You want to do it, but you really don't want to. You kind of like me. Like, I didn't want to do it. I was just like, I know this ain't right, God. Like, I cannot be at church. I felt guilty. But then it was like this flesh lust thing that was pulling me to it. And somebody out there going through this thing. He said, I need you to go out there and put out their pieces. You got to talk to them. You got to let them know. They just got to give it to me. Yeah, just give it to them. Male, female, I don't know what you out here doing, but y'all out here doing that thing. I'm telling you, y'all, they're doing that trickery, because I know I was doing it. And if he telling me, the Lord and the Spirit is telling me that somebody's going through it, I know you're struggling through it. I know you are. Okay? It don't make no sense. Over a hundred something thousand people listen to me. So what's y'all out there going through this thing? But all you gotta do, like I said, you just gotta give it to God. Hands, you know, you gotta lay prostrate before the Lord and tell him to take this thing from you. Because see, what's happening is that you're getting lost in your identity. You don't know who you are. Yeah, I didn't know who I was, man, when I was out there doing all that stuff, putting my mouth on females and giving my body to women and all. If that's what you're doing, you know, that's what you're doing. You know, I'm just telling you that when I was doing it, I didn't feel comfortable with doing it. Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable with doing it. I just was doing it, but it was like a lustful, lusting thing. You know, and God is like, look, you got to just give it to him, because you can't control it. You out of control. You understand what I'm saying? You out of control. You don't know who you are. It's like, okay, God is, he like the GPS. There's something else I want to tell you. So I'm out today. I'm politicking. I'm driving. I'm talking to God. Like, you know, look, what's going on? God, you over here. Leave me here. You just blessing me. Like, oh my gosh. Like, what's going on? And then he said, you know, I'll be talking to you because you can hear me. He said, but I'll be talking to other people sometimes with the GPS type of thing when they're out of the realm that they need to be in with him. You know, like when you're out of that whole, you're kind of like off track out in your little wilderness, God got to lure you back in. So the GPS started talking to me and I'm like, dang, I done made a wrong turn. God said, yeah, I've been talking to them. They out there making wrong turns. I'm trying to talk to them, but they out there acting like they don't hear me. You know what happens with the GPS? You know, like the GPS will say like, go right. Make another right. Turn left. You know, when they trying to guide you, but when you mess up, it'll keep on repeating it until you get it straight. Baby, this is just a touch of jet. And some of the GPSs are real easy. They like this. They don't say nothing until you go the wrong way. So some of y'all out there going through it like that. You know, God is trying to talk to you. You like, well, God ain't been talking to me. Not, like, what's going on? Now you might be going the wrong way. This is just such a bit. I'm trying to put this out there in peace. I'm telling you, you might be going the wrong way. That's why he's talking to you now. He's really trying to get you to see whatever he's getting you to see. Maybe you could just trust him. You got to trust him with that thing. Stop holding on to that thing. And here's another thing. You living in the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear don't got me. Okay, that's why I come on here and tell y'all all this. You know, it don't got me. It used to have me. I couldn't open my mouth.
It's just a touch.
You know, but God said, I got something else to say through you. You know, you can't be out there in the spirit of fear, because then I can't use you.
We overcome by your testimony.
Come on, man. He said, I can't use you if you out there like that. The scripture tells you, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But how can God strengthen an eye they can't do? Yeah, I got that from TDJ. Shout out to you, Bishop. You listen to that? Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to taste that dag or peach cobbler. Oh my gosh, and that banana pudding. Yeah, I can't. But anyway, y'all, let's get back to the story. Okay, the thing behind it is, let me drink a little bit more water. Hold on. That's a lemon water, y'all. Whew. I can drink lemon water now, y'all. Y'all should be so proud of how God healed me. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But look. So, he's trying to get you to just see. And if he's talking to you, you got to pay attention. You have to. You can't be living in a spirit of fear. Because he didn't give us that. Yeah, that's 2 Timothy. He didn't give us no spirit of fear. You better read that. I don't live in that. I do not. No, you can't live in the spirit of fear neither, because when you're in the spirit of fear, it's like you all timid. Like, yo, that's torture. Look it up, what fear means. Okay, torture. So you living in torture in the spirit of fear, and you letting the fear restrict you. The fear is over you. It's controlling you. No, you got to start sharing your testimony, putting it out there in pieces. Do it like me. You know, I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know who this is for. But somebody is out there going through something. And God said, I need you to go out there and talk to them about this whole lesbian gay thing. Yeah, like, look, y'all. Like, come on. It's getting so bad where women are cutting off their breasts. Okay? And they are taking hormones to get facial hair to look like a man that they don't want to be with. Tell me that ain't some confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Okay? He's not. And then you have men who are cutting off their penises and getting them turned into vaginas and then getting fake boobies. I mean, look. If that's what it is that you want to do to you because you feel like you wasn't made in his own, in God's image, the Bible tells you made in his image. You know, if you feel like that's not good enough and you want to change who you are, then you go ahead. But God is trying to help you. He's trying to get you to see that you thorough, you wise, you don't got to change nothing. So when I saw that picture on Facebook, half and half the guy, he was the woman. And then on the other side, it was the same picture of him, but he was a guy. I was like, you know what, God, thank you for saving him. Because I know he saved me. And he could save you too. So look, that's all I really had to say. You know, I was out there. I was living in that world too. Baby, I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J. Okay, I was out there. I was doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Ooh, like the cha-cha slide. Okay? Just putting it out there in pieces. Okay, having a good time. Okay, yeah. You know, but I didn't know who I was. I was so lost, man. I was so lost in that time of my life. I didn't know who the heck I was. What I was doing. Like, it's all a blur. Some of y'all might be going through that right now. And you over here, you over there, and you like, I don't know. You know who God called you to be. Beautifully, fearfully, wonderfully made the same, the way that you are. It's supposed to be a man with a woman and a woman with a man. That's it. And baby, y'all that know me, y'all know I ain't always used to think like that. No. So look, if you out there, you going through it, just remember I went through it too. Okay, if you struggling with it, you don't got to struggle. Just ask God to take it from you. If you ask God to take something from you, God will take it from you because you believing in him. That's why you asking, because you think that he can do it. And he going to do it for you. He going to show you. He going to clean you up. He going to heal you like he healed me. Y'all know he healed me. I couldn't walk or see. I still got issues with walking a little bit with certain stuff. But you know, healing is a process. It takes time for greatness. You know what I mean? Yeah, baby, just touch a J, okay? It takes time, you know, for the wine. You know, it's the crushing, but it takes time for the wine. Okay? The crushing of the grapes, baby. You know what it is. Shout out to you, Bishop, again. You know, for his crushed book. That was a good book, y'all. Check it out. But look, anyway, I'm up out of here, okay? So how y'all want me to end this thing? Y'all want me to end this thing? How y'all want me to end this thing? Huh? You want me to say, who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. You know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look. What is it that I tell y'all when I'm skipping on over to the left, to the left, to the left? So I can shine bright like a diamond. What do I tell y'all? I tell y'all, the first thing I tell y'all when I'm about to get up out of this thing is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Do you hear me? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise out here. And stop making yourself feel like that. Thinking that you gotta cut off your breasts and cut off your penis or take hormones to grow facial hair because you want to look like a man, but you don't want to be with one. Stop thinking, you know, that, you know, you're an amazing handsome man, but you want to put lipstick on, you know, put the wig on, cut off your penis, turn it into a vagina. Do you hear me? You don't got to do that. No, no. You know what you got to do? Seriously. You got to shine on them. You got to get God to get that. You got to get God's light so you can shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. The enemy hates for you to be right. Are you hearing me? He hates for you to be right. He hates for you to trust God and to know that you don't have to do that to yourself. He wants you to be lost in your identity. And you don't have no time for that. You got to shine on him. You got to be like, you know what, God? Take this out of me. I don't want this. I want your light on the inside of me. I want to shine on him. He going to make you shine on because I'll be dropping dimes on him. Trust me. Okay? Every time I turn around, I'm getting blessed. Like, you know what? I told him today. I said, this is what I said to God. I said, God, he know I ain't lying. I said, God, this is a lot. I don't even know how to take this thing. It's like, all I got to do is just do what you tell me to do. It can't be this easy. He was like, yeah, it is. That's why the enemy fights him so much with all these different things. Because it's real easy. He want him to see that it's hard. You know, you don't got to be ashamed. I'm not ashamed. No, 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 no. Listen. Spread love, man. The world needs love. That's the third thing I tell you. Spread love because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J. The love of Christ. Share your testimony. Get healed, yo. Get rid of that thing. Get rid of that thing. God will take that thing from you. Trust me, he took it from me. Yeah, so look. That's all basically I had to say. Quick recap. I was looking at the person on Facebook. You know, I seen that. And Jesus Loves TV. I shared it. Somebody commented. It was a guy. He looked like a woman. They look like a man. And I came over here and I said, you know, I got to let them know how I was getting out there in that thing a little bit. Just give them just a touch, not too much of the J. You know, and I went on there and I told y'all about how I went through that thing. But I never really wanted to. You know, I didn't really want to. You know, I wanted to be with a boy. Like, because someone, I think two, three of them tried to marry me. Child, that's a whole new podcast anyway. But look, you know, and I was like, no, they got tattoos. Yeah, with my name on them and all type of stuff, baby. I think like everybody I dealt with basically almost got my name or some type of tattoo or something about me. Yeah, it was crazy. But y'all make sure, let me just put out a shameless plug real quick. Look. Make sure y'all checking out that boyfriend thing. The 10 boyfriends on the Love Doctor series. Ooh, I've got to drop a dime on you. 10 years of me dating. Okay, well, no. 31 years of me dating 10 boyfriends. And I'm putting it all out to your pieces for you, baby. So I named them by the first one to the last one. Okay? But we starting off with number 10. I got to put out them pieces for you. And I'm going to count down. So look, anyway, that was a shameless plug. It just made me think about how time flies. And it flies when you out here all wrapped up in your pieces. The enemy puts you all wrapped up. You all wrapped up in your pieces. You don't know who you are. And you don't have time for that. That's the end of it. You don't have time for that. You got to get yourself together. God is trying to talk to you. You know, he's trying to lead you. He's trying to guide you. He's trying to show you who you are. You know, but you out here lost in your identity. You know, you lost in your identity, man. That's what it is. You're not spending no time with God. Something's not right when you're doing stuff like that. Something's not right on the inside of you. Something's not right. Okay, so look, work on it. Pray. You know, hit me up. Look, I pray with you, oh, baby. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, it's so crazy. Shout out to you, Sarah Jakes Roberts.
Yeah, shout out to you, crazy. Sis.
She took off a wig when she was on the stage. Her wig was coming off when she was preaching. She's like, I don't care. Yeah, you don't care when you're doing it for Christ. When you know you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You don't care. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't care to cut off your breasts. You don't care to cut off your penis. You don't care to dress up like a boy. You don't care to do things that God tells you not to do that you know is not right. Like being with a woman when you a woman. Come on, baby. Just touch it, Jay. It's not right on the inside of you. I know. It wasn't right on the inside of me. Okay? Okay, so that's pieces for you. Okay, talk to him. He's trying to get your attention. I came on there. I just wanted to tell y'all that. Now, I gotta say bye. Yeah, so I'll see you again. All right, because I've been dropping dollars on y'all. So many podcasts I don't record it. they so crazy. I can't even, I'm going to play this one. I don't even think I'm going to put no music behind this. Just that little jazz thing I be doing when I have like guests on the show or something like that. But you know, I always put music behind my stuff. Like I go and I edit and I do my whole sound effect thing. I do all that. But I don't think I'm going to do it with this one. I don't know. I think y'all need this like right now. Y'all can't be waiting for that. I don't know. I feel like somebody just need it right now. You need it right now. Like you really going through it. I see you out there in my stories. I know who you are. God be showing me. He be like, that one right there. That you know who that is. You know what they into. And look at how you ain't seen them in no story, but they in this one. It has something to do with me talking about when I used to sleep with women. And God had them in the story. And I was like watching my stories like on social media. Y'all that follow me on the whole social media thing. Yeah, like because you know I got 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebooks. I'm on Twitter. Some, whenever I put that out there, sometimes I check on it and see who in the stories when God tell me to. And when I do, I because it be so many of y'all. Shout out to y'all in the stories. But I'm like, oh, wow. God be like, yeah, they're going through it. So I see you out there. Listen to me, okay? He'll help you. He'll help you. He'll take that thing off of you. All right. So look, I'm up out of here and I'll be back. Okay. Cause mama got to drop a dime on you. Yeah. All right. Mama got to drop a dime on you. All right. Everything else is God. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you, baby. All right. So I don't know. So I'll talk to you later. All right. Listen to what's up next. Bye-bye.
Just me tied down on the way to the beach. 4 bad chicks in the middle of the street. Roll right up and they all hopped in. Now we in the sand having lunch on me. Told a girl don't let your feet get wet. We about to grab some drinks and head to my condo. You could be my weekend guest. I'm in her head, so I know we about to get started. One thing led to the next. Now she got her hands all over my body. I ain't tryna stop, and I know she with it. I can see it in her eyes. She been down from the beginning, and she can't leave me alone. Cause I drive her body crazy. I done gave her a little taste. Now she wanna have. Miami in the middle of free. Got 3 bad friends and they all on me. Now me and baby girl been chillin' all week. And all we do is drink and sleep. That's all we do is drink and sleep. All we do is drink and sleep.
Honestly, that's what I used to do. I really thank God for saving me. Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake. You know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right, listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
She y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen.
Go on over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to.
put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Lemon Beats Kitchen Beat. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby. Yeah, I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for significant others. Yeah,
y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man. This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that? It's called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Lemon Beats Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces,
cause y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
Right. All you need is just a touch,
it's just a touch,
ladies. Y'all hear that?
I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that. He like it when I'm rubbing on his back. Did I do my feet back?
Just a
pieces for you. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen. It's a food thing. Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, Lizzy. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of check. All he needs is just a touch of check. All he needs is just a touch of check. All he needs is just a touch of check. All you need is just a touch of the check. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?